Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I want to ask you about the importance of honoring people in our lives and how that connects to
favor. I'm so glad you got that in. Yeah, honor is something that's above and beyond a smile. And I like to say to people, hey, let's honor up, let's honor down, and let's honor all around. We're not talking about just honoring, you know, a person because you have to, but let's honor God's creation in the people around us. And honor is not something. A lot of people think that honor is something people got to earn honor. No, people earn respect, but let's not make them earn honor.
Mm-hmm.
Honor is an attribute of God. It's God's nature. And I believe that when we honor the people in our life, we literally create a place for God to actually bless our own lives. I'm just so sold on the principle of honor that it resonates with God. It's like if you have a son or daughter, going back to the father dynamic, and you're listening to me today and you have a son or daughter, you love it when you watch your child enter into maybe a classroom or place like, and someone takes time to notice them. Someone says, hey, give me a high five, partner. You know, just someone who actually show, and that's what I mean by honor. I'm not talking about some kind of stoic, form of honor ceremony. I'm talking about the everyday generous in gesture forms of honor. And I believe when we do that, it really creates a place and a space in our life to be honored by God in new levels of honor.
I love that. You talk about employing a forecast of favor. I don't know what that means, but I want to hear. And what is it, and why is it so powerful?
Well, it's prophetic in nature. And the minute I say that, I know that people are like, oh, whoa, you know, some people, in other words, would be like, whoa, you know, prophecy, prophetic. And so I'm prefacing it by saying that I believe we all are prophesying every day. It's just, what are we prophesying? And you've heard someone say, I'm really afraid that if I do thus and such, then thus and such is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm really worried about this, Bill. I'm really worried, Bill, that da-da-da-da. And so I think we all prophesy. It's just, what are we prophesying?
Mm.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.